playing the conference record. He can't hear.
Has joined the conference.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Welcome back.
We are now recording. Welcome to the public executive committee meeting for November 2013. This is our first meeting after this year's elections, and welcome. So we have three topics. Going to do a review of the election results and introduce you to the new members. We'll give them a chance to introduce themselves to you. I'll give a quick update on where we are with JCP.next, and then I'll turn things over to Heather Ventura and Bruno Souza, who will be talking about some thoughts about how we can increase participation in the JCP and make things more interesting for people. So let's start with the election results. I am showing this via WebEx, but if you want to follow along, you can go to the meeting summaries page on jcp.org, where you will find pointers to the agenda, and from the agenda you'll find pointers to the materials we're discussing here. So the elections finished a few weeks ago. We have four new members. All of the members who were previous members who chose to renominate themselves were re-elected. We had, I think, three who chose not to renominate themselves. Let me see if I remember. We had Applix, we had Google, and we had Stefano Andreani, chose not to renominate themselves. I do know that Google explicitly said that people should not interpret their failure to renominate themselves as lack of interest in the JCP. They will continue to be involved on JSRs and in the expert groups and also on OpenJDK. We have four new members, and these are Freescale and Morocco Jug and Software AG and V2Com. So I would like to give representatives of each of these four new companies, four new members, an opportunity briefly to introduce themselves and to say a little bit about what they hope to achieve as members of the executive committee. So why don't we start with Freescale.
Thanks, Patrick. Hello, everybody. This is Maulin Patel. My name is Maulin, and I'm based in Austin, Texas. I work for a Freescale microcontroller business unit, and my goal is to work with the Java community and members to work jointly on some of the JSRs and influence especially the Java platform running in the lieu of IoT, which you know, Freescale dearly cares and participating. So please expect me to be involved on some of those activities as well as some of the graphics-related activities. So I look forward to work with each of you. Thank you very much, each of you, for giving me an opportunity. It's going to be an honor to work with everybody. So thanks again, and I look forward to work with each of you.
Okay. Thank you, Maulin. Okay. Next up, I'm trying to go in alphabetical order. So next up would be Morocco Jug. Bada, are you there? He was on the first half of this meeting, the public meet, the private meeting, but we seem to have lost him. Bada, are you on the phone? Okay. Well, we'll come back to him if he manages to get in. Next up, Software AG. Are you there, Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Patrick. Hi, I'm Greg Wuck from Software AG. Personally, I'm co-spec lead of JSR 107 at JCache, which is nearing completion. Software AG, for those of you that are not familiar with the company, is Europe's second largest software company. And we have hundreds of products, most of which are Java-based. This is the first time that Software AG is participating on the JCPEC. We look forward to participating and representing the interests of users of Java rather than creators of the platform. Thanks, Patrick.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. And finally, V2COM. V2COM?
Yes. Hi, this is Leonardo. I'm working with V2COM, and we've been doing machine-to-machine communications using Java, both on embedded and server-side for the last 8 years. And we are really excited to be joining the EC to help achieve a view of Java as no longer ME and SE, but just Java. And we believe that's the future for better work for everybody. So we want to achieve that goal. That's us.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just texting Bada, see if he can join. Give me a second here. Okay. It's on its way. All right. So he gets a chance to... Oh, I see him now on Webex. Okay, let me get in the chat also. Bader, are you on the... Okay, Muhammad, first off... Oh, Mohammed, welcome. Okay, we were just...
Hi, everyone.
Hi. We were just doing introductions of new members, so why don't you speak for Morocco Jug? Just briefly introduce yourself and Morocco Jug, and say what you hope to achieve during your term as a member of the executive committee.
Mm-hmm. Hi everyone, my name is Mohammed Taman. I am the new EC representative of Morocco Jug. Our goals in Morocco Jug is that we would like to represent Africa and North Africa in the adoption of GCP process and enhancing the process with collaboration of all the other teams, as well as increasing the number of GCP participants and companies as we can. This is in brief.
Okay, welcome.
Welcome.
All right. So, as I have said, we have four new members. I think that collectively they will strengthen the executive committee. We have two members coming specifically from the Internet of Things and machine-to-machine space. That's Freescale and V2COM. We have yet another JUG to strengthen the JUG presence, but also increasing our geographical diversity with our first member from North Africa, who hopefully will be able to represent North Africa, the Arab world, other parts of Africa, and maybe also Middle East over as far as Turkey. And finally, Software AG, who will strengthen the representation of the users of Java as opposed to the producers of Java. Historically, we've been a little bit bias towards people who create and release Java platforms and Java technologies rather than those who consume them. So it's good to have Software AG representing that latter group. Okay. By the way, I can see at least one non-executive committee member on Webex, so that's good. Just as a reminder, we are recording this, and hopefully more people will download it and review offline. Okay. Yes?
Just for information, I have a problem with security code and so on.
Okay. Are you in now or are you not in, just for the record?
Yeah, I am. I am on the Webex.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right.
Excuse me,
yes.
Patrick. I'm trying to join Webex, but the main problem... he told me that the meeting password is incorrect.
Meeting password is...
Java.
No, that's for the first hour. This is the second hour. You missed the first meeting. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm in now.
Okay,
thank
cool.
you very much.
All right. Okay, so back to our agenda. So I'll do a quick update on JCP.net. This will serve two purposes. It will be an update to the general community on where we are, but also will help the new executive committee members get up to speed. So here we go. By the way, is the quality of my phone connection okay now?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Much clearer.
Okay, good. All right, so quick progress report on 58. Very quickly, we changed the define how we do our business, the GPA, which is the legal agreement, which is all about intellectual property rights, and the process document, which is about our governance and the processes that we do develop GSRs. They're both linked from here. And the way we change the way we operate is we have to change one or both of these documents, and we do that through the GSR itself. We file a GSR. I act as the spec lead for that GSR, and the members of the executive committee act as the expert group for these GSRs. Otherwise, we go through the same process, formal reviews, and so on and so on. We initiated a set of three GSRs, which collectively we call JCP.net. The first of them was just stuck before it, and that was intended to fix the problem that thought of when they thought of the JCP, smoke-filled rooms. They used to think that expert groups met secretly, that the public really didn't have much insight into what they were doing, not much ability to influence it. And we said, that may or may not be true, but we're going to change the rules so that we're done that way anymore. So we did a very quick JSR, about 6 months. We focused on simple stuff. Anything complicated, we postponed. And we focused primarily on transparency and participation, and we said that expert groups must do their business out in the open with public mailing lists, public issue trackers, and give the public an opportunity to comment and to participate. We finished this GSR late 2011. That moved the version of our process to 2.8. We're now at 2.9. And since then, just about all existing GSRs, and certainly all new GSRs, are now operating under the new rules. We did a second GSR to merge what was two separate executive committees into one. We've now completed that with this election that's just finished. We wanted to emphasize that Java is one platform, and because we expected Java NE and SE to converge over time, and we're already seeing the beginning of that convergence. We're now 25 executive committee members altogether, and we finished this JSR in October 2012, and implementation completed just a few weeks ago with the October elections of this year. That was a very easy GSR. The third GSR is the really scary one, because this involves modifying the GSPA, which is a legal document and therefore is complicated and difficult to understand. It was written about more than 10 years ago, and the world has changed since then. When it was written, the assumption was that Sun was kind of the center of the universe. Sun would do the majority of the development work. Other people would comment and help out a little, but Sun would basically do the work. And then Sun would sublicense or license the results of the work that they had done to others who would take that code and re-implement it where necessary. That's not the way things are done anymore. We have a much more collaborative process where Oracle still does a significant amount of the work, but a significant amount is also done by others. And many people don't want to license the results of the spec leads development work, but want to do independent implementations in a kind of clean room fashion just by starting from the spec. So we need to make changes to accommodate these kind of changes in the way that people do business, also to address the growth of open source development processes and open source licensing. So, a lot of work to do to modify the GSPA, but we've got to be very careful. It's kind of like modifying legacy code. You've got to be careful you don't break stuff. You know, you look at something and say, why is that there? What's its purpose? Maybe it's vestigial by now, or maybe it's really kind of important. So we've got to move very slowly and carefully. Plus, of course, because it's a legal document, lawyers get involved. It matters because the JSBA is what defines the IP that intellectual property is contributed to the JCP and the way in which it is licensed out so that people can implement our technologies. We want to make sure that we don't incorporate stuff that is encumbered, that when people make a contribution, they have the legal right to do so, and that when we license it out, we do so in a clean manner so that people can take the results of our work and feel confident that they can implement it and build on them without incurring any legal risks. So given that, our goals are to maintain the compatibility guarantees, so the strength of Java, which is that in theory at least all implementations are compatible because they're all subject to compatibility testing. But given that constraint, we want to simplify as much as we can the IP flow and the licensing models, and we want to embrace open source licensing and development processes. And the hope is that we will, by doing this, we don't change the JSBA very often. So, you know, we want to make sure we get it right. And what we do here, we expect to guide the way that we work for several years. A whole long list of stuff we've been working on. I've listed some of them here. The ones listed in red are the things we've sort of focused on. I've provided links to a more detailed presentation and to our issue tracker where you can see more detail about all of the stuff that we've been working on. But we basically focused this down onto two major areas. One was IP policy, licensing, and open source, and the other was the role of individual members in the GCP. And we formed a working group for each of these topics, and working groups meet regularly. They report back to the executive committee, which, as a reminder, is the expert group for this JSR, JSR 358, and they report back, you know, at each of our monthly EC meetings, so you can check the EC meeting summaries for the reports on what we're doing. We also have Java.NET project, which I'll do here just to show those who are following along. Come on up. JSR358. So it's http://java.net/project/JSR358. The wiki is our homepage. You'll find a link there to the issue tracker, to mailing list that you can subscribe to, observer mailing list, and to a document archive where you can find meeting bits and presentations and a whole bunch of other stuff. So you can follow along with what we're doing. Okay, back again to education. So our goals, as I said, maintain the guarantees, embrace open source licensing and development, simplify IP flow and licensing models, enable more openness, transparency, and participation, particularly with respect to individual members. Taking them one by one, strong compatibility with the expectation that all JSRs will have a standard specification license that licenses the technology, but it will do so on the condition that implementations run and pass the TCK. We want an embrace of open source, so we will have reference implementations developed through open source projects and released under open source licenses. We want to give developers access to TCKs through a TCK license so that people who are working on the reference implementation projects have access to the TCKs. And we want to create a way for individuals to join the organization. We're thinking of a new class of members called affiliate with a much simpler membership agreement, so you won't have to read and understand that complicated JSBA in order to join as an individual. The result of all of this is to reemphasize the role of the community in the JCP. JSBA to open things up by making it possible to participate in the developing of specs. Now, as we embrace open source development processes, you'll be able to participate in the implementation of these specs. We'll have access to the reference implementations under open source licenses, access to the TCKs under a community TCK license, and it'll be simpler for individuals to join the JCP. So what we're hoping is by reducing the barriers to participation, we will get more people joining, much people to get involved. And as I've said, and I've pointed out, we have a Java.net so people can follow on, see what we're doing, comment on our work, particularly through the issue tracker. That's a good way to comment. You can log new issues or comment existing ones, give us feedback, and let us know how we're doing. And all of this is the way in which you guys can modify Java to define the way that Java evolves into the future. I'm going to ask if anybody from outside of the executive committee wants to ask a question. Typically, we don't get questions at these public meetings, but I certainly don't want to discourage. So let me just ask, does anybody have any questions or comments? I guess I'll give the new members a chance to jump in, too, if they have any quick questions. So anybody have any questions on this? Okay, as I thought. All right, so that's it for GSR 358 Progress Report. So one more topic.
Sorry, Patrick, I might jump in with a question if you don't mind.
Sure. Who is this, please?
Greg Luck from Software IG.
Yes, Greg. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
An issue that's come up recently with 107 is we're actually wondering what would happen if NoSQL, you know, the NoSQL vendors out there and projects out there, even Memcache and things like that, that couldn't actually, that, because of their architectures, would be unable to pass the TCK. Mm-hmm. What would happen if they actually used some of our interfaces? And that's kind of a legal question about whether they can or can't, but mm-hmm. is that topic going to be covered at all in 358? Somebody actually using a public interface without actually fully implementing?
Well, it's covered to the extent that we have said that we wish to continue to maintain, we want to continue to maintain a strong compatibility guarantee. And what that means is that we expect that the existing language in spec licenses will be, which at the moment is basically, everybody uses more or less the same language. There is a kind of Oracle standard spec license, and most people use that as is. Some people tweak it slightly. We're going to stop the tweaking process, and everybody will use the same license. And the license specifically states that, you know, you get no rights to the technology, to the IP, unless your implementation is complete and compatible. So strictly speaking, partial implementations of the interfaces are not permitted under our existing spec licenses, nor are they expected to be permitted under future spec licenses. So this is a topic which is on our agenda under compatibility, and I encourage you to raise it, and we can discuss in more detail perhaps in the IP working group or possibly in the full executive committee sitting in session as the expert group. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions or comments on JCP.next before we move on to our next and final topic?
I mean, just a question regarding the reference implementation. I mean, we should also ensure that the reference implementation will be used like Glassfish for. We are sad, like, to know that there would be no support for Oracle. So, I mean, releasing Java E7 and all the buzz behind it and seeing that the reference is Glassfish and it's not supported, so people will not use it. I mean, releasing the reference implementation should be not used by the community itself and other people. It's kind of, you know.
First of all, who is this speaking? Is this Bada? Who is this speaking?
I said, like, regarding the reference implementation, we should make sure that it will be supported and will be used by people. I mean, for example, Glassfish 4. it's a reference implementation for Java EE7, right?
Yes.
And Oracle said that there would be no support from, you know, from Glassfish 4 and other versions. So
Oracle said there would be no commercial support.
Commercial support.
No,
so
paid commercial support.
Like,
That doesn't mean that it won't continue to be evolved, that bugs won't be fixed. Nobody else, as far as I'm aware, offers commercial support for any of the open source reference implementations. So,
even there is no commercial support, it would not be used in production. Even for open source project, they would not be used. You know what I mean? I think if there would be some process, something on GCP to be sure that the reference implementation will be used, will be supported by the provider itself.
We can't force people to create commercial products, which is what a commercial support offering is. The whole point of that open source projects is hopefully community involvement and community participation and potentially community support. But I take your point, and you're not the only person raising this, and I'm sure that folks inside Oracle are at least hearing what is being said. But again, this is a topic we can discuss in more detail in the IP working group. Okay?
Okay, nice. Good.
All right. So let's move on. I want to give Heather and Bruno yes to go over their topic, how to make the JC more exciting. So Heather or Bruno, which of you lead this discussion? You have about 20-25 minutes. I'm going to just turn it over to you, okay?
Okay,
hey,
sounds good. Okay, you're there,
yeah,
Bruno. That's good.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys hear me fine?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll try to do shorter than that, Patrick, so we can have some discussions at the end. We are taking the opportunity here, since we have more JavaScript groups being represented at the EC. We have been a couple of years of efforts around the adopted JSR, and we have some experience with what happened and the things that we can do. So the idea on this really quick presentation is to talk about what are the activities that we can do in the future. So Patrick, can you do the next slide, please?
Mm-hmm. So I do. Let's make sure we have the slide numbers for people who are reviewing offline, okay?
Okay, slide number two. Yeah, so slide number two, it's just following through what Patrick just said, that the JCP is now more open than ever, right? There's a lot of changes that we've done in the last few years. And all of the JSRs have been, or at least the vast majority of the JSRs have been moved to the new mechanism of the JCP. So there is public discussions everywhere. There is public feedback mechanism. There's public issue tracker. So there's a lot of, as Patrick just said in the previous presentation, there is basically no excuse for people that want to participate to not participate, right? So I think that's in terms of being transparent and being public and being, I think we've done a lot of efforts. So slide number three, Patrick. So now, we have one of the things that it's one thing to be transparent and one thing to be clear and public and allow people to participate. And the other thing is actually increasing the interest of people to actually want to come and participate. Those are similar, but a little bit different. I think we fixed the problem of the people that want to come to, that they're able to actually come and participate. Now, we need to improve, and get more excitement so actually people do want to come. Right, so the adopted JSR has been an amazing work and success for the last couple of years. There has been a lot of interest from Java user groups around the world. And I think we've learned, by doing the Dr. JSR inside several Java user groups around the world, I think we've learned a few things that we can take to heart and improve on that. So next slide, Patrick. Slide number four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as I said, you know, the Dr. JSR has been a great push. It did put the JCP back in the spotlight. There's more interest from Java user groups, more people involved. There's a lot more discussions. But we still, you know, get involved. We're saying here it's not easy because, you know, our constituents are pretty much developers. You know, for Java user groups, that's our focus is to talk with developers. And the JCP is really like, the place where we all come to discuss, legal issues. Right, so not a lot of developers are interested in the legal parts, on the governance parts. So the JCP is the governance body of the Java specs, and what happens inside the JCP is a lot of legal discussions. You know, we just had on the private part of this meeting. Patrick just called out for all of those that have lawyers. Get your lawyers involved to read the documents and everything. So that's kind of a lot of what the JCP does is the legal part, right? And of course, you know, it's very hard for you to get developers excited about coming and discussing the legal parts, right? And not only that, those are new times for everyone, right? You can see
Bruno, can I just interrupt for a second? Sorry.
Yes, sure.
You say it's true that what the executive committee does is dominated by legal matters. I don't think it's true to say that what the JCP as a whole does is dominated by legal matters. We are laying the foundation of the organization and trying to make sure that the work that it does can be carried out in a clean manner. But the work that it does is the development of specifications and the development of technologies, not the development of legal rules and procedures when you consider
right.
the organization as a whole. So I think
you're
overstating the case.
Yeah, thank you. I think you're right. I was going to point this, but since I'm kind of following these slides here also, you're totally right. Because so I was talking about the legal part of the EC, and that's a lot of involvement. And so that's actually this public meeting here, we're discussing much more of the legal part. But I totally agree that there is a strong part of the JSRs itself, but even the JSRs, it's a lot of it is discussing, you know, a specification, right? So specifications are extremely important. You know, it's what creates the level playing field for all the Java ecosystem. It's what allows us, you know, to have multiple implementation of things, but the specifications themselves are also, you know, for most of the developers as, you know, a large, boring document, right? You know, it's very normal. For example, a lot of people try to learn technology by reading the specifications. That's not the easiest way of doing it. Reading a spec is not easy, right? So, even the technical part of the JCP, is still, because it's a standard process, it's not a problem. It's part of what we're trying to do. It's extremely important, but it is still, you know, hard to do. It's a little bit boring. So what are the things that we can do to make this part more exciting, more interesting? So I'll talk a little bit about that, Patrick. So,
okay.
And then we have new times for everyone, right? So, you know, you can see that even the standard conferences that you come and you watch a talk, those are not as popular as they used to be. You know, people want to be more interactive. They want to do more things. You know, we have been saying for the last few years that we are in the participation age where people actually want to participate, they want to get involved, they want to do things, right? And so, we see this everywhere. I think we see inside our user groups, many user groups around the world are reporting that, you know, their activities around hackathons and you know, and other hands-on activities have a lot more interest than, you know, their normal just come in present kind of things. So it's clear that we're moving to a more interactive and more participative part. So is that number five, Patrick, please?
Okay.
So a few things and a few lessons. So on slide number five, a few lessons and ideas that what we are seeing from the Adopted JSR and Adopted OpenJDK program. You know, first of all, we've seen that there was a lot of interest on both programs. Especially, I'll talk a little bit more about the Adopted JSR because that is, you know, the Adopted OpenJDK program. We can learn from it because it is a effort to get involved on a specific coding project. So it's easier, and it's easier to see from the Adopted JDK where developers can participate and what kind of interest we can get from developers. It's a little bit harder on the Adopted JSR, and I think that's the lessons we were taking in the last years. With the Adopted JSR. You know, there was a lot of interest. There's a lot of people that join in on the mailing list. You know, so Java itself has around 80 people that are participating on the mailing list and discussing the JSRs and everything that's around the JCP. So there was a reasonable amount of interest from developers to actually get involved, right? But that initial interest of getting involved, in fact, did not represent did not lead itself to a continuous involvement, right? A lot of people came in and, you know, they had the initial hurdles of signing the JSPA or finding out the JSR they want to participate on and reading the specs, and it's hard for you to keep the interest high on those people that already join it, right? So, you know, even getting more people to join, it has been a little bit of a challenge, right? And the other thing is that the Java user groups, they're the ones that are leading the Adopted JSR efforts and everything, they are evangelism groups, right? And so I think that there is a huge opportunity for the JCP to work more with Java user groups on the evangelism part, right? I think that a lot of times we talk about the Adopted JSR and we try to promote people to come and participate on the JCP, but a lot of times we forget that, you know, Java user groups were created and they're maintaining much more on the evangelism and promotion of technologies than on actually sitting down and discussing things, right? So I think there is an opportunity to tie more into this evangelism part to bring more attention to what the JCP is doing and bring more activities into the JCP. So I think that there is, although developers are not very interested in the spec themselves, right, they are really interested in the discussions and in trying out. So we've seen in the Adopt the OpenJDK efforts that once you get things that are obvious, like for example, compiling the JDK, right? A lot of people want to come and learn how to do that. Even if it's something that, you know, you see on the web page, you know, there's the steps that you can do it, but it's actually something that the persons can come in a meeting, in a hackathon, for example, and they can learn how to do it, and they can do small changes. Even if those small changes they're proposing or they're doing do not lead into a bug report to OpenJDK or anything like that, just by being able to download the source code, tweak a little bit, see the differences, see how to do that. That's part of the learning process, and I think that we can do this kind of things with specifications, with the JSRs, right? You know, we can encourage people to discuss the JSRs even before there is a spec, right? So right now, if just a small example, you know, we had the money GSR that's going on right now, right? So when the money GSR was announced, there was several ways, you know, nothing on the JCP is new, right? So the money GSR, when it came out, for example, it was not proposing some new kind of technology, new kind of idea. It was proposing to take a look at the things that exist and what can be standardized and improving the things that exist so it becomes part of the Java platform. And most of the things in the JCP is like that, right? You know, we're not trying to create new technology. We're trying to see what exists today and how we can apply that. So, for example, if you had a hackathon that, you know, of course that's a past thing, but, you know, a new GSR comes up, let's say the money GSR comes up, and even before there is a initial spec, even before there is a larger, internal discussion of the JCP. If we can get and do a hackathon about that topic around Java user groups around the world, and we can prepackage some material, some initial discussion things, some things that the user groups can easily replicate in different parts, then we can have, for example, how do you do today? How do you handle money in your application today? That's a discussion that we see everywhere, right? You know, you go on a conference and you're going to see some presentations about people, how they solve their own problem, their problem right now. They're not discussing a specification yet. You know, they're just proposing how can we change this kind of thing. So, I think we can create a series of hackathon ideas of more of participatory, more hands-on activities around the discussions of the spec. And the Java user groups are excellent place to do that because that's the kind of thing they want to do. You know, they want to get people involved on things that it matters for their local part. Because when you talk about the GSR, sometimes it's too, something in the future, you talk about, oh, you're going to change the Java platform, you're going to do this kind of things. But actually, a lot of the things that goes around with Java user groups is more, you know, how can we solve our problems today? And I think this part of discussing of how can we solve our problems today is extremely important for the JCP. You know, if you have a GSR, like the Money GSR, for example, and we have, you know, in several places of the world, you have a hackathon that discusses how people solve their money problems today, how, you know, and get examples of source code from inside applications that exist today and bring people in the same place to discuss that and feed that information back and find an easy way so the user groups can feed that information back to the expert group. And it can even help form the expert groups itself, because then we can find out there are some people around the world that actually are doing things different and help that. And so I think that I don't think there's a slide number 6, Patrick. Is it?
Well, we have slide number 6, just to call and get involved. And then we talked a little bit at Java 1 about how we get more companies involved, because participating as a group. Yeah?
Yeah, okay. So slide number 6. Okay. So the whole idea is, how can we do these other activities that, my proposal here is that, you know, the JCP with all the new JUG members that are part of the JCP, I think we should come up with a set of hands-on interactive activities that are related to the JCP, and that the JCP, you know, it's because a lot of times we go, Java user group, for example, we go and talk about a REST implementation, and we're going to do a technical talk about a specification. And a lot of those times, though, we're talking about the specification, but the JCP work, you know, and the importance of the JCP is not clear on those presentations. I think that we can do a set of activities specifically targeted to get people discussing this fact, so we can bring that information back into the JCP. So is that number 7, Patrick, please? And there's someone that's not on mute. I was thinking that someone wants to make a question. Okay, so slide number 7. I think there is a set of opportunities to create those initiatives. I think that Java user groups are really to come up with ideas and implement different things. We've seen on the AdoptJS side that different user groups are doing important activities. One thing that we're still a little bit a challenge for us in the AdoptJS side is how we replicate those initiatives around the world. So, you know, if we can come up with some examples of prepackaged things that we can repeat, that will make it a lot easier for more people get involved. You know, we still have, although we're talking about almost 3 years of the AdoptJS side, we still have a small number of user groups are participating, and I think we actually need more involvement for more people to actually get more excitement around this. And so at Java one of the things that I was talking about was how we can extend the AdoptJS style program inside companies, not only with Java user groups. And that's another thing, you know, whenever you have a problem that you can find out how do people solve that particular problem, it's a lot easier for you to get a developer from a company that is already solving that problem somehow to come and give a presentation on how he solves his own problem today. So if you ask him, you know, how the specification will solve in the future, he'll probably be shy. He would have no idea. You know, he may not feel competent enough to go discuss that. But if you ask him, how do you solve that today, and bring them in to discuss, how they implemented a solution. You know, what were the problems that they saw? What kind of open source tools and technologies or proprietary products that they bought and acquired to solve that particular problem? It makes it a lot easier for them to come and talk. And so this kind of things is actually, as you can see, it's a lot of discussion that can happen even before that we have a specification. And I think this is kind of the part of things that we can make it more excitement, and we can get people involved before we have an early draft, right? Because whenever people get involved with the early draft, then they're already, instead of they're talking about how they solve their problems, they're already having to read, you know, a long document that is a specification that we all know it's not an easy thing to do. So I don't think this presentation has a lot of solutions. It's more trying to bring the awareness of some of the problems that we have been seeing inside the AdoptJS program and some ideas that we can work on through the next year, especially because we now have some more Java groups participate on the EC, and I think we can leverage that. And actually, there's more user groups participating on the JCP in general, so I think we can leverage that to try to do a new wave of excitement around the JCP in the next year.
Okay. Well, we've only got 5 minutes, but if anybody has any comments on this, please speak up.
I think as a Java leader also, I fully join Bruno Souza, and one of the aim goal for Morocco Java User Group for joining the EC is really that, as discussed during GMAGREB, we need more participation, we need more involvement, and also, I mean, in the voting score, it's like, you know, you feel like always less than 25% people voting, so we need like a fully application from people.
Okay. Somebody's still speaking in the background. Please mute. *6 is a very handy thing to do. Okay, we're almost out of time here. I think I've stopped the recording now. Well, no, let me see. In terms of follow-on, so we do need to do more work on this. Maybe it's a topic we should bring up at a full EC meeting. Maybe we might even want another small working group consisting of the three user group members of the EC and anybody else who's interested to kind of start up a parallel working group to start to discuss these things. I think we should have a quick follow-up at the next EC meeting to discuss the next steps.
Yes.
And that's the best I can suggest for now.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Patrick. I think that's having a working group that can discuss this kind of things with the user groups that exist today, and even some of the other ones. I think that not only the user groups that participate on the JCP that got elected, but there are some other user groups that actually run for the election that they might be interested in also.
Yes. There's no reason why discussion should be limited to people who are on the EC. So let's take a few minutes at the next meeting, the December meeting. I'll put it on the agenda. To revisit this topic and specifically to consider the next steps and how we move forward. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay then. Let me stop the recording. Before I do that, I'll say thank you to those who have participated and to those who hopefully in the future will be listening to this offline. Stay tuned. We'll be holding another public meeting next year. Don't have in front of me what the actual date will be, but we'll certainly give you guys plenty of notice. Okay, I'm now going to turn off the recording.
While Patrick